Page 364.
British one.
British one. So it's yesterday, it's a continuation of yesterday. Yesterday we said, Ravash told us here that all the mental illnesses in this generation, there's many, many, a lot more than they were. It all comes from taking away the boundaries of tznius in the whole world. People get angry easily. People have jealousy. All these illnesses, jealousy, fears. People can't sleep without a pill. People can't sleep without a pill. Many people. People can't get up without a puff, right? They can't. It's a mental illness. They're depressed. They can't live. Okay? And people try all kinds of things, and this and that, and conventional medicine, non-conventional medicine. In the best case, they are medicine their whole life. Okay, that's the best case. The worst case, they're mental.
You mentioned all the celebrities that have committed suicide.
Okay, that's it. Right? And Allah says here that. It says, Rabbeinu says it, Rav Aruch saying it, that all the machalot ha-nefesh, all the mental illnesses, come from pgam ha-brit. Come from blemishing the brit. Come from all kinds of things that a person makes himself crazy with in his head. Okay. And Rav Aruch says that if you go with his method in his book, okay, if you cure any mental illness, these types that we're talking about. Yes, it's there is an advice. Yudi echad shegar esham bechutz laaretz. There's a Jew that lives somewhere in bechutz laaretz. She had a kesher with me for years. Tamid tzavar mitzar nafshi kasher. He always suffered terribly from it's not really his mental nafshi. His mental is more like, from a mental situation. I didn't know how to help him. He had this sensitivity, like a little kid. He always sure that people are hurting him. This, that. By the way, it doesn't have to be only from a person's personal b'galabrit. It also could be from his father's b'galabrit. His father had all kinds of things at the time, and then that neshama came to the world with these illnesses in him. It doesn't have to be from him alone. We also from his parents. They thought of Shalazibu.
If your parents were like always looking at Playboy and pornographic magazines,
exactly.
You would be affected whether you saw it or not.
100%.
That makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
So that you not only have to work on yourself harder.
Then you have to work on yourself. That's the tikkun adam neshama. You don't blame the parents for that.
No, you just have to work
person,
on yourself.
This neshama had to come. Some neshama had to come to the world through impurity, right? That the parents, the mother doesn't go to the mikvah, and the father has shtus in his head, right? And some neshama had to come to the world in Masharim, where the father never saw a woman in his life. His father's a shul shafira, and there's different neshamas. But at least as a parent, you try to bring the holiest kids to the world, the easier neshamas to the world, neshamas which will have an easier time in the world. Okay, not to bring the shamas which will have a difficult time with you. You want your kids to be happy, right?
Wasn't Abraham, his father did something really impure? And
I have no idea. I didn't learn that much of shit. Yeah?
I'm trying to remember the story.
Terah?
Yeah.
Father of Abraham?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He was trying to do something impure to when they had Abraham.
I have no idea. Anyways. So this guy that Rav was talking about here, he couldn't have a normal life. Okay?
Sorry.
He always had problems with Shalom Bayis and all kinds of different problems. I didn't know how to help him, Rav says. Kol haya v'sibat v'yamei ha-brit shepagam arbe kol chayav. And this all was because of a lot of blemishes that he himself blemished during his lifetime. V'ra'u b'chush et ma sh'Rabbeinu omer. And we saw clearly what Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu says, "Shekol ha-meshugayim v'ayim mitavat niyuf." That all the crazy people come from tavat niyuf. Be'ofin yashir lo yachalti lazor lahem. Directly, I couldn't help him. Aval Hashem berachamav alav, and Hashem with His mercy on him, zikar oto lishmoa et hashiurim shemasarti ha-tikun ha-brit. he had given this guy this chus to hear the shiurim, the classes that I gave over at Tikkun Abris, that through davening a half an hour every day to get rid of the taiva, a person could really get out of it. Hashem zikarto litorer, and Hashem gave him the chus to awaken, and he began davening half an hour every day for now to find this taiva new at Tikkun Abris. And also he did a few times, six straight hours of Bodhidut and Tikkun Abrit. And he only asked from Hashem, take away this taiva from me, I shouldn't have any taiva to any woman, not even what's permitted for me, I shouldn't have any taiva at all, I shouldn't want anything, even what's permitted, I don't want, I need to do what I have to do, I don't want. I only want you Hashem. And after Tkufa lo arukah shu yitpalel kach, after not a long time, I did happen like this, but yeah, what's that word that you use in the computer? Continuously, all the time.
Perseverance.
all the time. He changed completely. He became a healthy man in his nefesh. He cured himself. He wasn't the same man that he was. He became full of happiness. It's so clear. Anyone who works in Tikkun Abrit knows it. The days that he works more, the days that he works less. How his Shalom Bayis, how his happiness is, how his Simcha is, how his prayers are. It's so clear. And it goes less than less. I know a guy in depressions, only because of this. No person.
What was he davening for?
Tikkun Abrit, that he shouldn't have any desire to any woman. He should have only, all of his desires should be only to Hashem. He started respecting his wife. He had more cheshik to learn Torah, to pray. Right? Halach says here earlier in the book, we learned that people come and say that the child went off the derech. He's 15 years old, he went off the derech. He doesn't want to learn anymore. He right away knows the problem.
The parents?
No. The kid was exposed. Who knows what? Mamash ayin ba'ayin, I saw clearly, one to one, the refuas and nefesh of this man, right? Through Tikkun Abrit, fixing his grief. As the natan lechizuk atzu meod, and he gave me a great chizuk. Because until in that time, tamid hayiti mityaesh. I always used to despair all the people that have difficult mental illnesses, because there wasn't anyone to talk with. And there's no one to give advice to. עכשיו שראיתי את כוח של התפילה על תיקון הברית לתת מהטבה, now that I saw the power of the tefillah to go out of תיקון הברית, to get into תיקון הברית, to go out of this taiva, he gave me the hope that I can help all the Am Yisrael which have all these illnesses. Only thing that the person has to accept, he has to want to work. לכן, therefore, כשהגיע אליי אחר כך יהודי אחר, a different Jew came to me. Later, full of another mental problem that he has because of Kamabrit of his, I told him, listen to me, go and daven about the taiva, you'll get cured. Alright, daven like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, I shouldn't have any taiva to any woman, also what's permitted for me. All my taivas should be only to you, Hashem. All my desires, all my yearning should be only to you, all my love should be to you, all my happiness should be because of you. Nullify for me this taiva to you completely. That the coveting the beauty of women shouldn't persuade me, shouldn't blind my eyes. This falsehood of the Sheker Achen, Evel Ayofi. I shouldn't bring the beauty, beauty of women shouldn't be considered in my eyes at all. Okay. Right away, he told him the advice. Okay, he knew exactly now how Hashem showed him the advice. Here, this is the advice. Oil, now Rav Arush is concluding. Oilo lador shekach altalo beyamav yirida dorot kazo. Woe to the generation that this happened. This such a low generation. It used to be that there used to be something called yirida dorot. It used to be. It doesn't exist anymore. Yirida dorot, going down of the generations, doesn't exist anymore. Now it's going down of the days. Every day it goes lower and lower. It's not generations anymore. First of generations, and it was years and months, and now it's every day, literally. It's worse and worse. The technology and this, it's worse and worse and worse. You guys can tell me, right? You're older than me. tell me how it was in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and
it started basically in the 1950s. Actually, it started in the 40s after World War II. And it has gone, once it hit 70s, it was just...
Even, I'll tell you what. I went out, I don't want to speak any bad about Mitzrayim, but it bothered me so much. I went out, there was a Hasa Sefer Torah here. In Mashal, in my son's school was there with the fires, the lapidim, the torches and stuff. Torches in America, not torches in England. In England is something else, right?
Torches of flashlight.
Yeah, no, in America, talking about fire. So, they're walking Mashalim, Zonenfeld, down to the Shtibach Beis Yisrael. So this week.
Who's walking?
This Achnas Sevator.
Sevator, yeah.
Achnas Sevator.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there. There's women on the right, women on the left, women in front, women in the back, and the men in the middle. You can't go anywhere. It's just pretty soon. I couldn't believe my eyes. And there's nowhere to go. I
read. Religious women.
Charedi from Asharim, I'm talking about. Not the women in the street.
Not tourists.
Very sad. I was very, very bothered by it. Baruch Hashem, I have to say that when it got to the shul, they had boundaries and the women were in the side streets. They were able to see. And the men were all in the middle. I ran from the place. I went to the Shtibach. I waited for the Sefer Torah to come. I said, it was said, the sensitivity is lost. Everywhere. I can't blame anyone. This is the whole generation. Sensitivity is lost. Even in most Haredi places. My son learned, my children, my sons, they learn in the very, in the most mashalim, in Yiddish and everything. My wife went, we had the see my wife went, and she said, I see the difference between the mothers, the women who are 40 and up, and 40 and down. You see the difference. How they dress. Haredi, Haredi. They don't wear shaitos. They wear only mikbachat and everything. With the thing in the middle, it's called a sword, whatever it's called. But you see, the sensitivity is lost. Lost. Even in Europe, in Russia, 100 years ago, the goyim, the goyot, they wore dresses. Only 1930, I saw pictures, 1920, 1930s, then it started short and this and that. Okay? לצערנו רבים הם מגיעים למקום שיש נשים. Unfortunately, many come to places where there are women. Yeah, if it's the simchas, if it's the stores, and then they talk with the woman, Shalom, מה שלומך, right? השם ירחם. Therefore, I'm going quickly because I have to finish. Every Bar Israel has, every Jew has to internalize and to understand. שכמו שמשוחח עם איש ואין לו שום תאווה ומחשבה מחפש להחניף לשדר הדימון של שקר בלבד. The same way he talks to a man. When he talks to a man, he's not looking to be nice, too nice, more than normal and everything, right? So that's how he has to act with the woman if he has to talk to a woman. The story, everything cold. Cold, regular, cold. Because the Yetzirah right away. You know how it is. I don't know what they do here, but in places where they're collecting money, women call men and men call women.
What?
Women call men on the phone and men call the women on the phone. They have names that they call for collecting tzedakah. Women call men and men call women. Why? Because the man listens more to a woman. That's how the world works. That's why you see that's the problem. Hashem Erachem. So, Shakar.